One of her very good friend, 20-odd years acquaintance, they have grown to be very close. Then at the age of 63, not that old, heart attack, just died like that. And this Kayamita, I remember, is Sister Joyce. That time he just learned the Dhamma from me not long. I think he attended the Thursday class. So it's very natural the news shocked her as she came to the class. The first thing I saw, why is she so sad and moody? Then she came and talked to me, Bertio. My friend, is it 20 over years, heart attack, passed away. And because of that condition, that talk, I shared this one at that Sunday class. Yeah. So when it was shared, it's not easy for you all to understand. Because this is the reality, and within the existential world, my friend, 20 over years experience, then how can you relate to the Buddha's first noble truth reality, the final summary? So I explained to her that one, understand or not? In order to enable her to develop the acceptance. But most people cannot avoid the memory. How can? And this is a good friend only, you know. If your own spouse, your parent, or your own sibling, how? Very close, though. That's why attachment is delusion. And there are many teaching inside the Sakyamuni Theravada tradition and Master Hui Ning's teaching to let you understand it. But at that time, she is so new. I cannot be telling her, Hui Ning say no mark, no mark of self, no mark of other, no mark of all these things. He will look at it. He say, you must be mad. My good friend just passed away. So human beings have the tendency to attack. But them is so real. You say, aiya, not so real. He know you, he know me. You try lah. Understand? No? Like Yun Chan used to tell me last time, I remember. He said, Bratio, the Dhamma are very funny. You know? Advise other people very easy. You know? Like they got somebody pass away or some problem. Don't attach lah, don't cling lah, let go lah. Then she told me herself, but when it happened to our own loved one, that theory, we can talk to other, advise other, but cannot apply. Understand or not? That's why, unless you have the true Dhamma, you cannot live it on yourself. It's a living reality. That's why the Buddha also taught in the Theravada teaching, his own children in the Jataka story died because bitten by the python because of coming. No tears, nothing. No. He just calmly do and prepare. Then he saw somebody pass by, going back to the place where his village is. He said, when you reach home, tell my parents, today bring food for, tell my wife, today bring food for two only. Bring some perfume, white cloth. The wife straight away knew one of the children, no more already. And the wife also didn't cry. Then the wife came. Then while the wife came, the Sakyamuni, the to-be, the Bodhisattva, already prepared a pyre to cremate the son. Then the king happened to be around. Then he saw, he asked around, he said, what is happening? He said, somebody's son died. The parent is preparing for the cremation, means to burn the body. Then the king went there. He saw very strange. How come no sorrow, no lamentation, nobody crying? Then he asked the Bodhisattva, he said, who is it that you are preparing for cremation? He said, my son. Then why are you without tears, without sorrow, without lamentation? You know what the answer the Buddha gave him, the Bodhisattva gave him, not? He said, whatever is of the condition to arise, is of the condition to cease. What has been born has already come to pass. No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. Just like that, no? Hey, the king surprised. No? Maybe you can, is it? You are the man. You want to ask the wife. No? The wife gives the same answer. That's why the king becomes very confused. No? How come we got such wise people around? And this is what the Bodhisattva has realized and trying to share with you in the Javaka story, this teaching. So if you have not developed the sati mindfulness to see the unreality of the form and mind, you will grasp, you will cling, especially your own children, your own loved ones. So this one is not so penetrative. This one is to ask you to understand what Sakyamuni and the wife said so that you understand the reality, understand? Where you refuse to accept the reality that they pass away, understand? Then what do you cling on to? Like Joyce. Cling on to the memory, understand? Which is the five aggregate of form and mind. No? Wow, my son, no? My wife gave birth to him, no? I raised him, no? How many years? No? So that memory is what you cling onto, grasp onto, understand? That's why in short, is your self-delusion, sakadity, that condition you to grasp at your own five aggregate of form and mind. That's how suffering arises. So don't believe your thought, understand? The thought will tell you a lot of story, understand? Like the Kalama Sutta. If I believe the thought, I end up this one. Wrong thought, understand? Wrong thought set out the motion for suffering. Well, you don't want to accept this reality. He's your son, so young, should not die. Understand? Like Suya, should not. Then it triggers off the whole thing. Understand? But with wisdom, acceptance, this is a reality. Die already, pass away already, like accident, happen already. Why you want to argue away? Why you want to reason and analyze and blame? Understand? With wisdom, accept and do what you have to do to resolve the problem. That's why in Mandarin, I also learned this few words. There are a lot of people who don't know English talk to me. Especially my own brother and sister, they are Chinese school one. Yeah. Every time they got problem, they don't know how to handle. I say, please understand this. If you don't solve problem, you will have problem. Understand? So how to solve problem? In Mandarin, it's called 解决问题. Understand? If you can resolve problem, that is the answer. That is the solution. So how to resolve? You must have Dhamma. Resolve it amicably so that nobody get hurt. Nobody get hurt. Then the focus is not blaming anymore, understand? Not trying to be right, understand? Not trying to like be very bossy and all those things. Because human being are human being. Everybody make mistake, understand? Happen already means happen already, understand? You want to learn from it? Fair enough, understand? Discuss it. Then in future, like people scam and all, say, be careful. Take care of karma to me. If you don't scam people before, you don't worry. But you scam people before in the past, you have to be very, very careful. Because the karmic consciousness, when they arise, you cannot escape one unless you have wisdom. Okay? So this is how you see. So joy is also attached to the memory of the relationship with a friend. It's again the five aggregate of form and mind. And here it's written clearly there. That's why very easy to understand. But do read through and develop the understanding and apply. Question the thought. Understand? If I follow, do I suffer? Suffer. Then why you believe the thought? Develop the Dhamma understanding. Hey, really, he no you, he no me, like the Buddha. This is a reality one. Whatever is of the nature to arise, is of the nature to cease. Similarly, whatever that is born is of the nature to die. That's why the Buddha said, contemplate every day. This body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. Yours also like that? No, you expect your loved one not go that way. You understand? Huh? Then when you have this understanding, then you know the form and mind is not me. The physical body is not me. That's why I say just form and mind. How real can it be? Then Huining is the best. He go to the nature and he realize this one is already the primordial. Everything arises from here. This one is the basis behind the arising, the creation. So inside here, no mark of a self, no mark of others, and no mark of Dhamma within the existential world. So all this understanding, you will know life, existence, got relationship, understand? Got law of karma, got all this. So our five aggregate of form and mind being the mundane mind will grasp and cling on to this and tell you things, understand? And you easily, gullibly believe, understand? This is how living beings get into trouble. Okay? Yeah, now Sui, you want to say something?
About death. This was my experience when I was contemplating death. It's more towards a contemplation path, like my dad say. I use a lot of the thought, but for me, it towards a healthier outcome. So when I first looked at death, my grandparents, our family's pet, the dog, when I tried to look at this framework, gratitude, this is better to have happened, better die. But that was my own restriction. I was telling myself, no way, I cannot look at this with gratitude, no matter how I look at it. But that is me being adamant in holding on to the fact that I am right. When I really have a mind and I think about it, right, my gratitude actually say, at least I had that number of years that they were around for. It could have been earlier, it could have been more drastic, it could have been worse. Or if they have lived, survived, but, you know, had to go through, like, I don't know, multiple limb broken, worse. So when I look at it, right, reality turned out to be more perfect than how much worse it could be. Why I always compare with other people, better results, it could be worse. And what I have already, so yeah, that really helped me, like just a flip of the coin, my mind, how it play tricks on me. I hope this helps.
Sadhu. Because what she is doing is, she is trying to reverse the up there one wrong thought into something comforting, understand? So that she do not grieve over it. But this is, like I told her, is still using the thought to analyze, and then to develop the understanding that this is, although a reality, she didn't have at that time the ability to accept that reality. But he tried to make her suffering less by coming out with understanding that you already very blessed, very fortunate, you live until this age, like my father, almost 80, my mother almost 90, 89. Then my mother very good there, but my father about 1 week or two in the hospital. That period, he actually went through the antibiotic situation and the organ failing. Then she said, at least this age, at least you have the good karma to survive for so long. But there are other people, premature, and also how? Sudden at night, just because the my father-in-law, we early years, they actually very close to my father-in-law, but my father-in-law used to buy things for them and take care of them when they go to school nearby the house. That's why she felt. But when it come to my father, she don't feel so much. Because my father 80 years old, my father-in-law 60 something, much younger. And that one cancer of the throat. But she didn't know at that time, very young. Yeah, the day before still see him. No? The next morning, no more. Actually, it's middle of the night, almost midnight, I remember. Yeah, I told my wife I have to go back already. I said. Then after that, when I reached home, the phone call came. He has passed. Yeah. Because there are conditions for it to manifest. Because he actually is a cook. Then he got throat cancer. He lost his ability to taste food. No? You know how bad it is for a cook. That's why he really cannot take it. Then finally, because of, I think, other complications or what, then he decided to give up his life. I mean, he didn't commit suicide, but he just let the cancer thing take over. And he just succumbed to it. So when you understand all this, if you try to use thought to justify and reason, it will comfort her. At least that thought is better than the wrong thought, and that will make her miserable. That's why she finds that as an initial solution. But I told her, the final understanding must come from the awareness nature. When you have the awareness nature, you don't have to use that rationalization or what we call intelligence to actually overcome them. So he has improved, she has improved over time by coming out with this understanding or acceptance. But when you have acceptance, you can create virtue like gratitude, contentment, then it's to comfort herself, understand not? Like you say, luckily left finger, not right finger. But it applies for her because she got good karma behind her. But not everybody is like that, understand not? Some very traumatic one, like today, the one that went into the thing. So a lot of things about life, if you don't have the penetrative Dhamma understanding and awakening, you cannot resolve there and then. One. How many of you can be like the Bodhisattva in the Jataka story? No tears, nothing. But you ask my daughter, my father passed away, I got no tears. My mother passed away, I got no tears. But I have done my duty. So. And I have the Dhamma understanding. I can send my father that year. I must organize and take him. And the whole family. That's why finally my mother understand, my brother, sister all understand. Then they actually respect me. And after that, I say, after I have done for my father, I even tell my brothers and sister, when the time comes for my mother, you all just follow what I advise you. And I believe you know what to do. And you know what happened? Huh? My mother passed away in the year 2012 when I went for spiritual trip in the Thailand. That night before I fly tomorrow morning, the phone call came from Alastair. My elder brother and the wife called me and said, Mom has passed away. Because that morning, before she passed away, my youngest brother called me. My mother said, she don't feel good. Then I tell my brother, immediate admit, ICU, private hospital. Then, within less than 20 hours, I think, middle of the night, about 12 something or 1 a.m., passed away. Then they call me. Then I give instruction to my brother. I also call my youngest brother. Because he can arrange things. I say, remember what I told you? Follow what I have done. And luckily he joined Shiji everything. Then before my mother passed away, they all donate 100,000. And he got a very special status. And because of that, the Shiji people came. And the funeral was so grand. And my mother already told me during my father's wake that time, in future, go the Buddhist way. So I say, very easy. Now mom agree already. I say, you do everything. Wait for me to come back from the spiritual trip, which is about, I think, 10 over days. Then immediately I took my wife, my children, and myself. I go and pay respect to my mother at the grave there. They know. I never weep. I express gratitude and I rejoice because I know my parents will be okay because of my vow, because of what I actually aspire, the pure wish for them to take them across. So they will be no more problem because they raised me. They got no negativity and they are my parents. And because of that, the parami different one. Well, I send that pure wish. And I know the only way to let them have that condition is to be my parent. And that gratitude that for what they have done for my nature, you cannot measure. Understand not? Yeah. It's just like you have been good parents to Sakyamuni Buddha, maybe in the distant past, I don't know. You sure fatat already, understand? Yeah, he became a Samasambuddha, understand? So all these are the understanding. To have the penetrative understanding, you must go beyond analysis, comforting yourself and all those things. Yeah, not everybody has good karma like her, understand? Where she can contemplate, reflect, and come back to all this. So that's why I say, wait for her to connect. But at least now, step by step, she starts to understand. Accept the reality and move on. Understand? Move on means you need the penetrative understanding of the teaching. The dependent origination, condition arising, causal phenomena. I already told you form is unreal. Dependent originating. The physical body also a phenomenon. Form also unreal. Understand? Like the Buddha said. This only the fool's lament, for that body also doesn't belong to him. Then he talked about my son, my wealth, my whatever prized possession. He said, this thought only the fool's lament over it. Because that very body also don't belong to him. How can he own any of this? Their son, their wealth, their whatever prized possession. This is delusion. It's not a permanent unchanging entity. It's not you. Everything is dependent originating. So you contemplate into this, you awaken faster. Then no need to analyze, no need to comfort yourself. Of course you want to arrive right thought, all those things following the way for path, no problem. Understand? Yeah, this is the way to act. Understand? Have love and be loved. That's why I help my sister. I told her exactly what is important. Then she see it. Then suddenly she like not so sad already. Then the next day he called and say, okay, I will be strong. I will come out. I will do all this. But with my assurance, I said, we will all be there to help you. You don't worry. That's why after that we help her how to develop the small business and how to actually support the family and how to actually bring them up and all those things. And later on their children become very close to my side because of what happened. So all these are the Dhamma understanding that you can apply to real life situation. Okay?